email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Here we go. Fasten your seatbelts. Yes, there's Eurosong fever in the air because tomorrow night six musical acts will battle it out on The Late Late Show for the chance to represent Ireland in Basel in Switzerland this May. They are Aggi, Bobby Arlo, Emmy, Niall, Raelta and Samantha Mumba. So ahead of that, we have assembled a panel of Eurovision experts and fans to give their take on this year's contenders. They are Róisín, In Your Eyes, Ingle.
Yay! Thank you, Ray. That's the best name.
Tony, Rock and Roll Kid Cantwell.
Yay. My favourite, thank you.
And John, Hold Me Now, Sullivan.
Linda Martin, I'll take it.
I love it.
Good afternoon, all.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Thanks so much for coming in. We'll get to the songs in a moment, but first your Eurovision credentials.
Oh.
Now, I know, Tony, you MC an alternative Eurovision in Vicar Street.
Yes, we do. Well, it's actually in the Olympia this year,
the
Bureau de Change Song Contest.
Yes.
Because I will never be entered into the Eurovision, the best thing to do was to set up my own.
But you could maybe in the future, if we win it, you could be a presenter on it.
I mean, I'm hoping to host it sometime, you know. I mean, Marty's actually said it to me in person before, being like, you're kind of gunning for my job, could you kind of give it a rest a little bit? But, you know, you got to manifest these things, you know. So hopefully I can be that, you know, clinking glass that Terry Wogan once had, you know, when he'd clink into the mic, being, oh, no. So that's the job I'm going for.
And in a couple of sentences, what is the appeal of the Eurovision Song Contest for you?
For me, as a professional attention seeker, it's my World Cup. If I could wear a hat that had big flowers and leaves and, you know, feathers like an Indian headdress, I would do that, you know, like a bird of paradise. It's just the ultimate attention-seeking World Cup, and I love it.
Right. Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
Róisín, Ingle, great to see you.
Thank you very much. I mean, you said credentials. I feel like I haven't got any, except that I just love the Eurovision from when I was a kid, as many people listening, I suppose. I remember there was a girl called Dana in my class in primary school, and she was named for Dana, so that sort of ages me there. And just that amazing feeling when you're at home with your family and you've all got the bit of paper with all the songs on and you're all guessing it. It's such a, I mean, it was back in the day when you were only watching the one thing, and I still think it has that feeling of bringing everyone together.
Yeah.
And I kind of love that about it.
And last year, for the first time in a long time, we felt like we were a nation behind an act, didn't we?
It was good. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Bambi Tug did us proud, and that was brilliant. So hopefully we can do the same again. But yeah, just I loved it. I remember in 1994, as everyone bloody does, but I was in London and I was living with a load of people who were refugees from the Bosnian War at the time, as you do, and with this tiny telly in the kitchen. And I just remember Riverdance coming on. And the feeling, I was the only Irish person in the house, and they were going, what is this? And I was like, this is Ireland. And it was just that amazing feeling. So that's the kind of thing.
I'm from there.
That's my country. So, like, I know we haven't done the best in the last while, but yeah, Bambi Tug maybe turned the corner for us.
But not just you, but your whole house, the whole family are Eurovision fans.
The girls, Joy and Priya, they're nearly 16 and they'll be very into it. And we'll all be watching. We'll be all on the sofa getting into it. Yeah.
So we're in the first half of the second semi-final, just for your information. John, remind us of your credentials.
I'm here because you legally can't have a conversation like this without a homosexual present. I'm the DEI hire here. I'm Stokes Kennedy Crowley in the corner.
That's a very good answer. I can't argue with
that. That's all he has to say, really.
Listen, we do this every year. It's our little Eurovision montage. It brings us back to a time when we were winners.
Yeah.
we were Eurovision beaters. We were conquerors of all. Seven times we won it. Sweden are now equal with us on seven.
Yeah.
It's so long ago that we've had that sort of success that it does sound a bit crackly. But here it is. We're paying tribute to the seven times we won. Yes, Mrs. Seven times. We won it seven times.
Now, the moment we've all been waiting for. Dana, the little girl from Ireland on whom all our hopes are pinned.
Someone who's been so clear. Out of the cupboard. For the last time.
Jersey Sharon is pleased to welcome you to the annual Eurovision Song Contest for Ireland.
And the winner for the seventh time.
That best of made me realise that I gave credit to Hold Me Now to Linda Martin and not Johnny Logan. So if you want me to leave, I will. How dare I flash my gay card and then be
absolutely
so awful?
No, it doesn't take away your credentials as a gay fan.
Listening to that, don't you think though, like songs? I'm going to sound very old fashioned, old school here, but like it's not the good song, and like a song on its own, it has to have all this stuff around it. That's one thing I do miss. I'm sorry, I know I'm sounding very.
No, but it is the stage, and we'll discuss that as we go through it. But you're right, the days of one person up there.
Yeah, with the guitar. Do you remember your woman with the little loving, a little giving?
Nicole.
Loved her.
A little
she
piece.
She was great. A little piece.
Yeah, my wife can sing that, I think, in French and English.
Isn't it mad that Dana ran for the presidency? Isn't it just mad? I was just thinking there, we're miles ahead of America. Maybe she has some solutions to problems. Get her on the phone.
Well, we're heading into a presidential election again this year.
It could be third time's the charm, Dana.
Derry could be the Riviera of the Northwest.
Johnny Logan for presidency. There you go. Right. Okay. So six songs tomorrow night in the Late Late Show Eurosong special. And at the end of proceedings, one of them will have been chosen to represent us in this year's Eurovision Song Contest in May in Basel in Switzerland. Okay, so song one, and this is our order, not the order they will appear tomorrow night, is Power Play by Bobby Arlo. Bobby, a Dublin musician, says that she wrote the song Power Play in 15 minutes. She says it's a good sign, and that it's an anthem of power, she says. She says to expect 3 minutes of Irish hooligans on stage with her tomorrow night on the telly. And we asked each of the singers to introduce their song for us.
Hey, it's Bobby Arlo. This is my new song, Power Play, and you should vote for me because I'm going to bring Slay back to Ireland. I'm ready for the taste of your salvation. Ready to fall.
Bobby Arlo, Power Play. John.
I think this is excellent. The first time I heard it, I actually thought this could have been a song off a recent Charlie XCX album. I thought it was absolutely bang on. I thought it was as close to following on from what we sent last year in terms of Bambi Thug, in terms of sounding slightly different. It also reminded me, I went to see Baby Girl recently and there's this scene in a nightclub that's really intense. And I just thought it was, out of all of them, I thought it sounded the freshest.
Right. Tony.
I like Bobby Arlo's work, and I think it's a good song. I think it'd be more suited to like a vampire rave rather than the Eurovision. I'm a melody man, and I think it's too melodically simple. I mean, it's, I think, you know, da 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 da, it just seems to repeat quite a lot, and I don't really think it's distinct enough.
Okay.
And especially listening back on the montage of all those beautiful melodies we've had, I just don't think it's going to remain in the ears of the Eurovision listeners and viewers.
Roisin Ingle.
I think it has probably the best beat of all of them. I think it is the one that will get people up and dancing and all the flag waving and all that stuff. Yeah. It's kind of edgy. It's got a bit of Madonna, kind of the spoken word bits I quite like. I kind of like it. I'm just wondering, there is a natural progression from Bambi Thug, and will audiences want that? Will they want something different? That will be the thing to maybe see tomorrow night. I imagine the staging of this is going to be pretty incredible because she's got a really good look and she's really creative. She's a really, kind of she's creative artist, isn't she?
One of those, what do you call those fringes, Roisin? I'm not an expert on hair.
A bob.
Right.
Okay. Claudia Winkleman-esque type thing.
Yes,
but
yes. Yeah.
When it comes to staging as well, as Tony's discussed, when it comes to that and the Late Late Show, it depends on what opportunities they're given to bring this song to life. Because you can see something like that working so well on a Eurovision stage with sweeping jib cameras and everything. But,
In
Studio 4, where people are waiting for the winning streak the following day.
Cut back to someone in the crowd eating a bag of potatoes.
Winning streak is gone.
I would like to bring winning streak back. I am available to host it.
Is that why you're here?
I am available to host winning streak.
Campaign starts here. She says she wrote it in 15 minutes, but she does say that she would maybe write 600 other songs that don't make the cut. So kind of she writes a lot.
Prolific.
And some of them make the cut.
She says, John Fuge, expect 3 minutes of Irish hooligan on stage. So there.
Who's that?
Should I be frightened?
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. Song two. That was Bobby Arlo Power Play. Song two is Fire by Railta. Hello, Railta.
Hi, I'm Railta and you're listening to Fire. You should vote for my song. It is really tribal and epic, and if it makes you feel something, vote Fire.
Smoke to ash. I keep falling in, having no regrets, feeling worthy. Jumping in, sink or swim, don't.
Railta is 25 from rural Galway. She says she's looking forward to having a 3-minute mini musical to herself for your song. And she wrote this song with Ryan O'Shaughnessy, who has a bit of Eurovision pedigree about him. So that's it, Fire Railta. John?
I thought this was good. I thought it was very good. But I felt like it's trying to dip its toes into lots of things. And there's a little build that's coming. We're talking about this outside. That never gets there. You're waiting for it builds and builds and builds this massive crescendo, and maybe I'm expecting a wild Eurovision key change or drums or something mental to come in, and it doesn't.
Doesn't, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there should be a law against using fire as a Eurovision song title. I mean, it's just the fire and the flames, and it's always used. I think you're just going to, when I saw it at first, I'm like, oh, here we go. But then it surprised me, the string arrangement's really lovely. The Bowron gives them this authentic feel. The layering of the vocals is really gorgeous, nice, breathy, and falsetto. But it ultimately builds to a chorus that I don't like. But I think if I heard it in a film about Cú Chulainn, I'd probably cry, But is it appropriate for this as a pop song? I don't know.
Yeah. I liked it, actually, and I did get the magical, mystical vibes, and I think she's very talented. I love her voice. So it's one that I don't know if it's going to how well it's going to do tomorrow, but I actually really liked for the Irishness of it and the kind of the richness of it, because it's kind of got that mix of oldie worldie
and then early Kate Bush.
The lyrics are about a sort of modern relationship and that kind of chemistry and fire that comes. But I agree with you. It's funny because there's two songs in this selection that both have one word as a chorus, and there's a lot of syllables in both of the words. They make a lot of syllables anyway, so that's interesting. Because I don't know. Yeah, and then growth is the other one. We'll come to that later. Yeah. But I don't know how a chorus with one word generally. I don't know if that necessarily works.
Yeah, I don't know. I think sometimes they think that they need to oversimplify it. Sometimes I think they forget that a lot of people in Europe speak English, and they can actually challenge people with the fire. Hot, bad, good. I think they can really kind of. Push
I do
it
like
out
the stoked fire. That's
I
quite
do like
Irish
stoked
as well.
Stoked fire.
Well, we spoke to Sandy Kelly yesterday, and she represented Ireland in the Eurovision back in 1982 with the Duskies, and their song had the most lahs ever in a Eurovision entry.
Wow.
Now that's
a good record.
That's a claim to fame.
That's a really good record.
As in the la 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 la.
It just went on la 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 la, and the Eurovision has a lot of lahs, let's be honest.
That's true.
Yeah. How did the song do?
It came 11th.
Okay.
Are they around?
There were only 18 Okay. Wow. Contestants at the time, yeah. Okay. It was a smaller competition. Yes. Okay, we have four more to get to, but we have to take a quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
RTE Radio 1.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. The Doobie Brothers live in concert. The Walk This Road Tour. Live at 3 Arena Dublin, July 21st. The Doobie Brothers. Tickets available this Friday at 10 a.m.
Music updates on RTE Radio 1.
For those of you with zero interest in paying over the odds, we have an unbelievable finance offer plus a €5,000 discount on the all-electric MG4 Long Range. An offer that can only last so long. So waste zero time and book a test drive at mg.ie and get on the road in the award-winning MG4. MG. Recharge your soul. Terms and conditions apply. Visit mg.ie for details.
Drive Time, weekdays from 4.30 on RTE Radio 1.
Coming up on today's Drive Time, as the family of hit-and-run victim Joe Drennan launch a petition for sentencing reform, we'll speak to Joe's mother, Marguerite. Israel says Ireland, Spain and Norway are legally obligated to take displaced Gaza residents. Minister of State for Special Education, Michael Moynihan, on the ongoing shortage of places for children with additional needs. A new ruling could allow students on campus have overnight guests. And UK research questions the benefit of a school smartphone ban. That's all to come on Drive Time from 4.30. Join me then.
Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
We're looking forward to tomorrow's Eurosong Late Late Show special. We have four songs to go out of six. But before that, back to 1982 and the Duskies and the song with the most la la la's ever in the Eurovision.
Yeah.
You kind of have to respect the grip.
You respect the lads.
You do. You do.
They were committed to the lads.
They were. I love that.
I love that.
Okay, we're on to song number three. Aggie, Run Into the Night. Hello, Aggie.
Hi, this is Aggie, and we will be performing on Eurosong on the Late Late Show this Friday, 7th of February. I'm super, super excited to perform and for everyone to hear my song, Run to the Night. We've been rehearsing loads and we're super excited to show you what we have created and to hopefully win over the hearts of everyone and get them to vote for Team Aggie, Run to the Night. Thank you.
Open your heart and let go your troubles. Be who are together, we will go. Into the dark, into the dark unknown. All from shadows will make our way home. Cause you made me feel like I can fly. You made me feel like I can touch sky. You made me feel like I'm always on a high. You and I shoot away and run into the night. Run into the night. Run into the night. You and I shoot away.
Yeah, Aggie's from Gweedore. This is his second time in Eurosong. The song is co-written with Aggie's sister Jenny, and yeah, she plays fiddle on the song. And Jenny will be performing alongside her brother Aggie tomorrow night. Roisin Ingle.
Yeah, I think this is one of the catchiest ones, actually, and I like it. And I like the violin. I like the brother-sister vibe as well, and I think the staging could be really good. Yeah, and it's his second go, so you'd have to think he'd have a lot of experience. And I can't remember the performance, I have to say, when he did the song a couple of years ago, but I don't know if that says anything. But presumably he'll have taken that performance and elevated it, definitely, and has learned a lot from the last couple of years.
He did say that to us when we interviewed him. Yes, he's learned an awful lot.
It's a good song, and his vocal is lovely. I think he's got a really good voice, and yeah, I'd like to see how it all comes together.
Yeah,
so I think this could be one. We have a poll running on the Irish Times, irishtimes.com, little plug there. Ella Sloan wrote a great article about all the songs, and we have a poll, and this one is sort of
is
up there. Yeah,
with Irish Times readers.
Yes.
And what's the other one?
Well, the other one is we haven't heard it yet.
Okay,
but we'll tell you then.
Yeah. A bit of Avicii-esque.
It is a bit of Avicii-esque.
Yes,
very much so. A very memorable kind of chorus hook, you know. And while I kind of prefer, like, you know, maybe a danker drop when it kicks into the actual beat.
What is a danker drop?
I love the danky drop. I've
or
never
something
heard
a bit like blah, 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 blah. You know, something
oh,
yeah, a bit, right, you know, a bit danky, a bit.
Okay.
I have nothing to add to any of this.
That's any danky drops going?
Was
in my
the wheel.
I'll stay out of the danky drop conversation.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if you can do the vocal as good as it is on the track, you could be a contender. And the music video is actually class. I just wanted to have a look because I'm like, what's he look like? And I'm like, oh my God, he's super hot. And the video, he's like, he kind of has this like, you know, it's almost like he's like a dolphin caught in a trash bag off the coast of Donegal. Oh, like, right. he looks great. Right. So I think that.
Dolphin caught in a trash bag.
Probably looks better than a dolphin caught in a trash bag.
A hot dolphin caught in a trash bag.
A hot dolphin.
Visual. I love the song. I think it's a really, really good pop song. I don't know if it's a super Eurovision song. I have the similar problem that I have with some of the other songs, which again, builds and builds and builds, and I'm expecting something massive, and it just isn't getting there. Like, I wrote down, like, I don't know what I was listening, what mood I was in. I said, this is like Lana Del Rey and the Chieftains whenever I listen to them.
That's a good mix.
That's a good combo.
Both of them are world beaters. So there you go. Maybe they should allow them 4 minutes instead of 3 minutes.
Oh my God, the Eurovision's long enough. We'll be 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. So that was Aggie. Next up is Emmy and Like a Party. Hello, Emmy. Right now, let me see. Can we get in contact with Emmy? Hello, Emmy.
Hi, I'm Emmy, and I'm performing Like a Party at Eurosong tomorrow, and I'm so excited and honored to be a part of the show. I hope you like the song and want to join in on the Like a Party.
You have probably heard about this brave little girl. All we know is that she saved. Sent away, but she wasn't afraid, though she was alone in the dark big space. Left the cheering crowd, went above the clouds, rocket going high, then they said goodbye. She still wonders why, but she loves to fly. I hope like I never die, and that she's been surrounded still, and that she has a party in the air and always will. I hope that she is dancing.
Laika, spelled L-A-I-K-A, reference to the first dog in space, Like a Party. Co-written by Larissa Tormey from Ireland. Emmy herself is from Norway. Tony Cantwell.
Like is definitely not alive.
Like
you
is
know,
dead.
Like is dead, you know, and let it be a lesson to any kind of...
Dog thinking of going to space.
Let it be a lesson to any dog thinking to have the hubris to travel into space. It was great to hear Emmy is exactly, it sounds like in person as she is on the track, but it's very fun, upbeat, but it does sound very familiar just to what you'd expect from the rest of Europe, you know.
Familiar not good sometimes?
Yeah, it's like if you put into AI, you know, sing me a Eurovision, give me a Eurovision song about, like, I think it would come out with exactly that. And that's why I'm a little bit aginish, but it's very catchy. She seems lovely, Emmy. She seems like a really nice, and I'm a big fan of Sigrid, and she comes from the same part of the world.
Right.
But no, I'm not sure. And then we didn't have the chorus, there's a bum 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 chorus.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Bum bum bum.
She sounds like the Crazy Frog.
Yes, right. There's a bit of that which people will either love or drive people mad. So I'm dying to see how it goes down tomorrow, actually. Mm.
Well, I know how it would go down in the Eurovision arena. It would go down a bomb.
Yeah. Mm.
There'd be flags a-waving and people are dancing.
But just to say, Laika died of hypothermia after the fourth orbit around, because I've done the research, in 1957. And I mean, it's a sad story that she's turned into this kind of party tune.
She's
not
having
not sure.
a bone party.
Okay, John.
Dogs were harmed. Do you know what's interesting what you say there about the song about the song? See, I think what the problem we have with our Eurovision entries is that we are 10 years behind everyone else. So if we were to sit here and listen to these just in the context of what we are sending to the Eurovision, this is an excellent group of songs. But all of these songs have been in national contests in Sweden and Finland 5-6
really?
Years ago. This sound is not new. It's new to us in the Eurovision from the people that, you know, did Dervish. Yes, it's a massive step forward. Do you know what I mean? But to this woman who has written the song, you know, she's from Norway. She's a famous pop star over there. This is old hat to her. This was probably a song that she had down the back of her couch, and she's keeping her main song for
her number
one
album.
That's
not the case, because she co-wrote it with Larissa Tormey.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, who's Irish?
Can I just put a word in?
My point is, it's still a great song, but I'm just saying that in the context of it.
Can I put a word in for Dervish? Because I had a great line, the archipelagic icicles, and I always liked that line. Isn't that in the song?
That was in the song,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, it was a good line. The archipelagic
icicles. I'll have to
Google
all of
that. See, I think Dervish has scared us away from sending trad, and I think we should just, can we not learn, you know?
Yeah. I think we need more than just sticking a bit of trad in. We need proper trad. We need to go full trad.
Song five, Samantha Mumba, My Way. Hello, Samantha.
Yeah, it is Samantha Mumba here. Thank you so much for listening to my new song, My Way. I am the worst person at asking for help or asking anybody to do anything for me. So to ask you to vote is hard for me, but all I will say is please, if you enjoy the performance and if you connect with the song, it would really mean the world to me to get your vote on the night. Thank you.
My Way from Samantha Mumba, and she is the RT wildcard as she got a call from Michael Keely, who's the head of delegation, to throw her hat in the ring. And she has flown over from where she lives now in LA and has co-written the song My Way. Tony.
Look, we can never repay Samantha Mumba for everything she's given to this country. You know, her vocal performance is incredible in it. But the song itself, can we not adopt like the Coco Chanel rule of just taking a few things off before you leave the house? There's just too much going on. In fact, at the last 10 seconds, it's very stripped back. She sings a very kind of underspoken kind of vocal and has these plucky bass sounds. And I kind of wish the whole song was just those 10 seconds. Yeah. It's too big.
Yeah, I had the same thing. I think it's, again, I wanted to love the song. I wanted the comeback. I wanted her to win the Eurovision. It felt perfect with Boys on Back in the Zeitgeist again at the moment, but I just thought it's really scattergun. It's a bit all over the shop. I just couldn't, of all the songs, I couldn't gel with it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I have to agree, and I love the Mumba as well, so I feel disappointed. I was really looking forward to it. It feels like three different songs in one, and the chorus just never really gets going, and I feel sad about it because her vocal is really lovely and she's still got an amazing set of pipes, as they say.
It's hard to tell the difference
but
between
I didn't,
the verse and the
it's
chorus.
Probably my least favourite song, which
that's pity.
Sad because I do love Samantha Mumba.
Yeah, she's lovely. Yeah. Really lovely. And that's My Way, song five. Yeah. Song six is called Growth. It's by Niall, spelt N-I-Y-L.
Because it's too difficult
Love
for
it.
People.
N-I-A-L-L.
No,
not in your league.
Oh, is he not? Is he not in my league? Or anybody's league?
Hello, Niall.
Hi, guys. It's Niall, your favourite artist's favourite artist. I am so excited to perform on Friday on The Late Late Show with the hopeful chance to represent Ireland on an international scale. My song celebrates the incredible culture that we have as a nation back from ancient times right up to modern day Ireland and the incredible music we are making. And I want to showcase that on an international platform and celebrate the beautiful sounds that we are making on this incredible island. I am the man for the job. I have the lungs, I have the performance. So all I need is your vote. So please vote for me. Love you all. Bye. Mwah. Feel the earth moving to distant drums.
Limerick singer Niall and Growth. John Sullivan.
I love this song. It's one of my favourites. Like the title says, it's a grower, unfortunately, and I don't think it's going to have the time to make that impact in one go on the stage. I think, like Tony said, the World Attention Olympics, if you want to call it like that. In my head, the Eurovision is like Gotham Arkham Asylum, and you need to be the Joker. You need to stand out, and I don't think this song has it. Great song, though.
Well, it's number one in the Irish Times
is
poll.
It?
Just one. Actually, it's 1% behind Adji. So the two
right,
of them,
the two
guys are
similar
heading
enough
out the,
in their sort of influences. Yeah.
I mean, I agree, and it is a grower. I found that the more I listened to it, I did start getting into it, but it didn't hit me immediately, and that's what I'd worry about. It's a good song though. Again, a good vocal, and he chatted away there. He's going to be a good representative. I think he got more time than anyone else.
But Tony, people get a chance to hear the songs more now, don't they?
Yeah.
With Spotify.
Spotify.
Well,
and
they
all
do.
That.
I mean, people, like, if you go on the forums, which yes, I do, you know, people have already kind of, people are already voting on the Eurosong right now from all across the world. You know, people really do. Like, there's already a playlist on Spotify of all the songs, and you can kind of get a sense from that.
So, Niall.
I think it's a great vocal and possibly the best chorus of the bunch. And I like the little horsey feel of the beat. Felt like you're on a horsey. But again, I feel like there's all this, you know, we have Bowron, we've got fiddle and stuff. And I would just love to see some traditional trad because, you know, as John said, like people are going to be looking at their phone. There's how many songs in the Eurovision. So it either has to be out of this world great or very distinct and different. Okay. And I think we could offer that.
And the thing we're late. Yep. I have to go to an ad break before an oak. So very quickly, lads, please. Who do you think is going to win tomorrow night? John?
I would like to see Emmy Party in the Sky. That's why I'd like to
right.
see
I think that actually might win, but I'd like to see Fire win.
Fire win, right.
See, I'd actually like Aggie to win.
I okay, think well, that's contender. Great. Three different ones. John Sullivan, Roisin Ingall, Tony Cantwell, thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
Enjoy the Eurosong tomorrow night.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.